You're listening to SBS News.
Around 10 experimental coronavirus vaccines are already being tested on people around the globe. And now, the first clinical trial in the Southern Hemisphere has begun at Alfred Hospital in Melbourne. The potential vaccine has been developed by Novavax, a United States biopharmaceutical company. It's previously made novel vaccines for MERS, SARS and Ebola.
Collaboration is critical in the quest to discover a vaccine against the worst pandemic in more than a century. There are no certainties against this mysterious virus that is proving more virulent and fatal than the flu. Our hope is that collaboration, particularly internationally, advances discoveries and shortens the odds of a breakthrough.
That's Victoria's Parliamentary Secretary for Medical Research, Frank Maguire. He says scientific partnerships between Australia and the US have proven fruitful in the past, a trend he hopes will continue with this vaccine trial.
American exceptionalism put Neil Armstrong on the moon in 1969, and Australian ingenuity transmitted that iconic vision internationally through our satellite dish at Honeysuckle Creek outside Canberra. We don't know whether today's launch will deliver one small step or a giant leap in discovering a vaccine for the coronavirus. We do know it will advance our knowledge. For this cause, it is in Australia's DNA to have a go.
Novavax began working on the vaccine in late January, producing around 30 different constructs. Each one was then evaluated for its stability, immunogenicity, and its ability to be scaled up for mass production, before they settled on the one being used in the trial. It's a recombinant vaccine, meaning it was developed by using genetic engineering to grow harmless copies of the coronavirus's spike-like protein in insect cells. Scientists then extracted and purified the protein and packaged it into virus-sized nanoparticles. Dr. Gregory Glenn is President of Research and Development at Novavax. He says it's the same process that Novavax used to create a successful nanoparticle flu vaccine.
I sincerely believe we have a vaccine that is going to be very good. Our technology is advanced. We've just recently completed what's called the Phase 3 trial, which is one of the last stages of testing for a flu, a better flu vaccine. And so we bring to the table a very good technology, a novel way of making vaccines. It's mature, and we're excited that this can be tested here in Australia.
He says Novavax's experimental coronavirus vaccine is aimed at enhancing the body's immune response and stimulating high levels of antibodies to neutralise the virus.
What we're bringing to the table is a very strong immunogenic vaccine. It gives you functional responses. We've recently seen in our animal testing a very strong, what we call neutralizing antibodies, which should be protective when they're induced in humans. So with a mature technology like we're bringing to the table, we know the animal test and the preclinical testing can translate very well to humans.
Around 130 healthy people aged between 18 and 59 in Melbourne and Brisbane have volunteered to participate in the trial, which is being conducted by Australian firm Q-Pharm. Dr. Paul Griffin is Q-Pharm's principal investigator. He explains what phase one of the trial will involve.
Today we start with a very small group, the Sentinel group, who received the vaccine here at our Melbourne site. They'll be very carefully monitored. Provided we do indeed confirm the safety as we expect, we'll proceed to dosing the rest of the subjects in this trial here again at our Melbourne site as well as up in Brisbane, with the aim to generating information we need to be able to move through the subsequent phases of clinical trials to get the world closer to a vaccine.
If phase one is completed successfully, phase two will be conducted in several other countries, including the US. It will assess immunity, safety and COVID-19 disease reduction in a broader age range. Dr. Gregory Glenn says manufacturing of the vaccine will be fast-tracked in anticipation of the trial's success.
I'm confident we can have 100 million doses by the end of the year. Just to give you some perspective, in 10 years, you might develop a flu vaccine that could make 50 million doses. So this is a very, very accelerated, but we all know there couldn't be a more urgent need for an intervention. A vaccine would really change the face of this pandemic and let us get back to our normal lives.
Preliminary immunogenicity and safety results from the clinical trial are expected to be released in July. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.